Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show on today. We're excited that you are joining us. We got some awesome things to share with you. All month long, we've been talking about Power Up, and I know you have been hearing pre-recorded shows, but they've been good, been talking about powering and decluttering the mind and the spirit, decluttering. And today, we're going to continue down the frame of Power to Order. We'll talk about a few things on today, and we may even have some freestyle. Our master coach is here joining us on today. And you know what? And we got a special guest. We have our Do It Girl of the Month, Patrice Marinick. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. I know you're on the line, Patrice, so don't cut me, girl, if I mispronounced your last name. But she's going to be joining us later on in the show, and we're excited about that as well. We want to encourage those of you who are listening to this live broadcast or watching us for the first time, and you may not know anything about Woman Act Now, to get connected today. Sign up or visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Join this organization of women coaching women with our master coach, Anna McCoy, so that we can get you moving on your dreams, visions, and ideas. Coach, I was talking to one of our new members on today, and she was just so excited. She's an ex-military person, and she was really excited about joining Woman Act Now and
awesome.
Finding this organization. So you, too, can sign up. And you know what? We want to encourage you to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter so that you can get news and updates concerning everything that we're doing here at Woman Act Now. So I'm going to invite our master coach to the call on today. So welcome, Coach Anna.
Well, thank you very much, Shauna. Hello, everybody. Glad you are joining us, and we're glad to have our guest join us today, Miss Patrice. Patrice has been, first of all, just a do-it girl. I met Patrice a couple of months ago, or 2 or 3 months ago, in January, at the Women's Empowerment Conference hosted by Andrea Bailey, also a member of Woman Act Now, as well as Dr. Rita Twigg. So we are excited that you are joining us today, Ms. Patrice. And so today we're talking about the power to order. This entire month has been about ordering your life. And what we want to talk about a little bit today about organizing and decluttering our environment. And Patrice, she's an expert probably at decluttering your finances too. She might have some ideas for us there as well. But we want to, before we get started in our subject matter, I want to invite Patrice to our show today. And we're going to start with our Do It Girl and see how she's been doing decluttering her own life for the month of April. So, Patrice, welcome to the show.
Well, how you doing, Coach Anna? Hi, Shauna. How are you?
I am excellent, and I want to encourage you all to go back and listen to our last show on finances on our Woman Act Now radio, because Patrice was a participant and also a financial expert in the mortgage area, and certainly will be very valuable to you. But today we're going to find out a little bit more about Patrice. Before I get into knowing about you, Patrice, tell me how you've been decluttering your life, how you've been ordering your life with our subject matter this month.
Well, first I started with my closets. I think I shared with the women on how to declutter your closet. And that idea came from, I went to go help my mom
yes.
declutter her closet.
Uh-huh.
And I realized, I said, well, you know what, I have some things I need to take care of myself. So I started with the closet. Then I started with paperwork in my office and old bills and shredding things, getting things in order. because there's so much that I have to do. But if you don't know what's going on in your own life, you can kind of get stuck, and you need to have direction. In order to have direction, you need the order.
Yes.
And then I realized that there were some things in my spiritual life that needed to be decluttered. And I think I shared last night in reference to the old voices that play in your head, in reference to, you know, where you've been, you're not good enough, and just really digging in into the Word of God and understanding who I am in Christ and my purpose, and leaving some things behind, and even using the power to retreat as a method of decluttering my mind as well.
Mm. Well, you know, our ladies, we had a few ladies to join us for the Seasons of Sabbath that we had last Friday on Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, Shauna, how'd that go? And she just mentioned decluttering your spirit.
Oh, it was
awesome. Part of retreat.
It was awesome as it relates to decluttering your spirit. I wish you were... could have been here, Patrice. I know she's working on getting some Seasons of Sabbath and a lot of other places, but I'm going to tell you, it was at the Spring Hill Retreat Center, and it's in Richardson, Texas, here in Dallas, well, in the outskirts of Dallas. But the facility alone, it created so much peace when you get on the ground, because they have a bunch of different areas, like with water, and then all of the trees, and then you can smell the honeysuckle. They even had a creek in the back. And then they have an outdoor, it's like an outdoor chapel with an old wooden cross, and they had the wooden benches. So the whole day was centered around you really being silent and hearing from the Lord so that you could have an opportunity to declutter your mind. And after the after our time there, I called Coach and I said, Coach, I said, you know what? I said, I decluttered a whole lot. Because I was sharing with the ladies that I was very strategic when I went. Because I was focused on, I said, you know what? I said, I manage quite a few things. I said, Lord, I want to be able to get off everything that I manage and write down what I think needs to be done and then what I need to do. And I was able to do all of that during that time. And you know what? We were there from, it was from 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So imagine,
wow.
I was outside all day long, but it was a beautiful day, and you didn't get tired of just sitting in silence. It was really, you weren't supposed to have any electronics, but I had mine. Now, I didn't listen to my phone or answer any calls, but I did have it, but it was just a great time.
Okay, awesome. I think that's just awesome, and you know what? You need to take a season of Sabbath right where you are, in the sense of find a place, and I think a part of that was giving up some of your electronics and different things. And I know you didn't do that because you were there to facilitate as well. But most of us are so connected and cluttered with our electronics. I'm saying, Shauna, where are all my stuff? That's really what I'm saying. You all saw me looking around like, where's all my stuff? Hey, Shauna's moved all my stuff, people, okay? I'm trying to clutter up here, and she's decluttered my space, and I'm like, where's my stuff? Okay, I need my stuff. So I just want to encourage you to disconnect sometimes. So let's get back to Patrice. Patrice, first of all, I want to hear a little bit about you and how you've heard about the Woman Act now, but I want you to share with our listeners a little bit about how you heard about the organization.
Well, I first heard about the organization on Facebook. I would see some of your posts, and I would just listen, and I noticed that you were very, very positive, and you seemed very powerful, and I was just like, wow, she really has a lot to say. And then I started watching you, as you call it, ear hustling, which you told me. I started watching you on Ustream, and I started following everything you were doing on Ustream.
Yeah.
And that was like a year ago.
Wow. Really did.
Yeah, and
ear hustle.
Just,
it's been a long time.
The divine order is awesome.
We need to cut those off on Ustream.
Go ahead.
Well, you know what? It does help, because what happens is that was she was planting a seed in me, just listening. And then when I found out she was going to be at the conference, I was like, oh, man, I get to meet her, I get to hear her. And so when I went to the conference and I heard her tear up Ephesians 6, wow, it was amazing to me. And I knew that that was someplace I wanted to be. And I didn't say anything, but Dr. Twiggs encouraged me. She said, you need to tell Coach Anna, you need to coach her, and she encouraged me to join the organization. About a week later, I did join. That was around February the 9th, and my life has really taken a new meaning and a new direction since that time I'm joining the organization.
Wow, that's beautiful. I think it's so awesome. You know, one of the things I find, too, is when there are critical things or critical people that are to come in your life, oftentimes it takes, it's just like with any marketing kind of piece, it takes like 3 or 4 introductions before you really trust the fact that, okay, maybe I need to move on this relationship, or maybe I need to move on this opportunity, or ask for this job, or be in relationship with people. So it's not uncommon that we take 1 or 2 years to, you know, get with people. It's just like one of our members, Margie Stewart, hosted an event here in Dallas, Texas in 2002. Margie came to that conference. She got into relationship with me in 2007. But what was interesting about it, as soon as she saw me and had that experience with me in 2002, she was like, hey, I need to be in relationship with this woman, but really just didn't know how to navigate it. And then Woman Act Now came around, and she was the second member to join Woman Act Now. And so I do understand it could take years. It took me several years, almost 10 years, to get to my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, through numerous introductions where I saw a magazine or I heard somebody mention their name or something, and finally you make that connection, and it's so incredible when you do. So I'm glad to hear that. When you think about this connection to Woman Act Now, I want to ask you, have you been a part of other organizations, professional or women's organizations?
Yes, I have, mostly dealing with the mortgage industry, real estate, some church organizations, women's ministries. But Woman Act Now is a whole nother level when you talk about organization and you talk about encouraging women. One of the most powerful things that stand out for me for WAN is the love. When I kept seeing the word, you love and appreciate, the first time I was like, well, okay, whatever. You know, it just seemed like a little logo. But to be honest with you, it's real. That was so paramount to me because a lot of times, you know, we need to be embraced, even though we're strong women and we're trying to work out our own soul salvation, work out our dreams and ideas. But to hear that someone actually loves and appreciates what you have to offer is really paramount. You know, the information that's provided for the women, the encouragement, it is a totally different entity than what I've ever been involved in.
Wow. When you think, you know what amazes me, Patrice, when I was in Orlando recently for another conference I did for the Florida Student Association, African American Student Association there, and they bring all of their junior colleges, the African American students, and this is their second year they've been at our hotel. But the whole time I was there, I'm thinking about Patrice, and I'm thinking Patrice, and it finally dawned on me that you are not even in Florida. But there was such a big impression that you were supposed to be living in Florida because I met you in Florida. And the whole time I was preparing for the trip, I was so excited because I was going to call you when I got to Orlando and kind of worked out my schedule to say, hey, come over here and see me. And then I realized, I looked up on the internet because I was looking for your number, and you don't even live in Florida. I said, oh, my goodness. She don't even live in Florida. But that's just how strong when you make these connections. It's not just a connection. It's where you meet. It's how you meet that you stay connected to that experience, you know. And I wasn't letting you go, girl. I was like, why are you not in Florida? But anyway,
well,
I realized
that.
So the next question I want to ask you is, what do you enjoy? And I think you might have touched on it, but there might be some other things because I have some things in mind about my experience with you when I asked this question. But what do you enjoy most about the Woman Act Now organization?
Number one, like I said, the love and the respect from the women and the encouragement. But the information is what we call on the Thursday prayer, the treasure chest. The wealth of information, you can just go on and on and on in reference to business, stock markets, things that I was really interested in. But most importantly, the spiritual connection, because I really have grasped Thursday prayer, WAN prayer. I love it. The women are awesome. I look forward to it, you know, every Thursday morning. I'm kind of grateful. You know, it's funny that, you know, I share with you that I was laid off in March, but I realize now that it was divine order, that I could not have done the things I'm doing now and make their progress and be a part of so many things with Women Act Now if I was still working 9 to 5. But the Women Act Now, the prayer, devotions and the words that are used to ponder on for that day are always somewhere, something that I need for that day or somewhere I have been the day before. And I know that's the power of God and then how the connection and how we're all connected together. It's really powerful.
Wow. That's good. I want to thank Shauna. Shauna is supportive in that area of our Woman Act Now prayer. When I can't write the prayers directly myself, she steps in and uses, it was interesting, I was looking at the power of joy. That was our prayer yesterday. And I was looking at, when I looked at the quote, I was like, where did she get that quote from? Well, it is a quote that I say, you know what I mean? And she had some tools to help her, but I was very proud of the fact that I hadn't told her that, so I'll tell her publicly because we hadn't had an opportunity to talk about it, how well that particular prayer, how that came out, as well as last week, the power of love. And so over the next 8 weeks, we're finishing up. We'll be doing every Thursday morning is going to be one of the power of the power of fruit, the power of fruit in your life, and we're breaking down each one of those fruit. And, you know, fruit grows. It's not made. It grows. It is not made. So when you think about joy, you can't make it up. It has to grow from within, from the seed of God in your life. And so we're going to continue to talk about that over the next 8 weeks and really kind of help just ponder those, you know, the fruit in our lives. And that's a part of ordering our life, too, is being able to bring forth this kind of fruit. So maybe next week is the fruit of kindness, you know, meekness, long-suffering. And, you know, we hear those words. I am so interested, people, in being able to understand the Word of God and be demonstrative with the Word. I had an opportunity. I'm going to come right back to you, Patrice, but this is important in the sense of being able to demonstrate when we order our lives and God really is, we're fully confident, we're fully persuaded that we walk with God. And so I've been telling myself I'm fully confident, I'm fully persuaded that God is with me because I'm ordering my life. I'm saying, you know what, I want to be a disciple. That's a part of the order. I want to fight like a soldier. I want to train like an athlete, and I want to think like a business person. So I want to disciple up for the things of God. And so as I've been ordering in this whole month and dealing with decluttering my spirit and trying to reorder things, that part of being fully persuaded that God is with me and I can do nothing of myself without him. So yesterday, always the teacher, Anna, yesterday I had the opportunity to visit a person I had not seen in several years. And when I saw her, I just kind of was taken aback because she physically looked like she was going through something physical, that her body was under attack, that she was physically ill or, you know, fighting some kind of disease in her body. And she went to tell me what it was, and I just immediately, it was right where I was. It did not matter. Immediately I laid hands on her, and I said, this is unacceptable. I hate the fact that you're sick. I hate that your body is diseased. You know what? And I command this body to be right. So be it. And then I just went on laughing in my conversation. I sent her an email later to say to her, thank you for showing up to give me an opportunity to walk with God. Do you understand that? That's so powerful. To walk with God, to be able to. And that's what I felt like I was doing. Is God, what do you want me to do? And when people give you an opportunity to walk with God, and then I said, I thank you for giving me that opportunity to provoke the response of your faith. And see, and this is what's so awesome about, for me this month, is the power to order, to really realize what is most important to me, and I want to walk with God. And when I say walk with God, I don't want that to be a cliche. I want to be able to walk with God when I hear a name, when I hear a person, When I hear instruction, I want to demonstrate. And, Patrice, that's what you're talking about. When I say you're loved and appreciated, honey, I live by one rule, the kingdom of God's rule. And that rule is love rules. And so my filter is love. So every reaction, every response, every decision that I make regarding another person is going to be out of love, pursuing and contending for the highest possible good
to be manifested in this present moment. That's why I'm such a now woman. But I know that was a lot. Y'all going to have to replay the tape, okay? Y'all going to have to push rewind to get all that. But anyway, so now that we've gotten through that little teaching lesson, you know, I have to drop it in when I can, ladies. I got to drop it when it's hot.
Right.
Because I walk with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just kind of felt that, Patrice. But anyway, I want to get back to you because I want to know a little bit about your dreams and visions and what are you working on right now? What are you working on that would be? I want you to, and I want you to be, I want you to communicate the essence of who you are, your star and your guru factor. And I don't know if you heard those, if you had an opportunity to listen to the B-Sharp messages, but I want you to communicate that because one of the things that I noticed about you, Patrice, is that you're a wealth of knowledge. Your knowledge base in this area of mortgages, finances, is something that we all need, and whoever might be listening today or will listen in the future. We get, by the way, thousands of downloads to this program. So even though there might be a few people listening at this very moment, they come back and they download it as an MP3 and they listen in. So I want you to communicate about yourself and about what you're doing right now so that we can truly understand in case there is an opportunity to create a relationship that would be beneficial to you and the ones listening to create a business opportunity for yourself. So tell me about those dreams and visions.
Well, right now I'm working on, I've hired the marketing rookie. She's actually working on a website for me. It's interesting, the website started out as a platform to start the ministry, to actually, you know, take the baby steps, get all the information, and present it in a professional way with intention. And then I received a phone call that after I did the mortgage call on April the 1st, that that I was blessed and gifted in the mortgage area. Now, that's kind of interesting because I never saw it that way. I just thought that I always wanted to help someone. And it was always people that were coming to me and referencing their problems and how to get out of the mess. And I just found myself really digging in in the education market. And I always love getting new information and wanting to share. So right now we've actually changed some of the concept of the ministry, and I'm doing a mortgage blog. I've actually written an e-book since the last time we spoke.
What?
It's called Achieving the American Dream. Right now it's being edited and it's been presented to the Library of Congress. And then I started doing mortgage vocabulary, understanding your credit, different blogs that I had started writing. I was just letting the Lord use me in a way that that passion was just really pouring out of me. So that's what we're working on as of right now. I'm also planning on next year a women's conference, and that's been always the heart of me to really help women. And, you know, I come from a very strong background. The women in my family were so strong, and they encouraged me to keep going and keep going. You know, you're the captain of your own ship. My grandmother would always say that. And I watched them juggle so many things in their life, but the one thing that stood out for me was they always worshiped the Lord. They always had the Lord in high reverence in their life as far as direction and purpose. So Wayne has really given me an opportunity to really look at Patrice and see who is Patrice, and what does God get to Patrice to give away? It's interesting that you keep talking about the walk, a woman's walk with God. I'm actually reading a book called A Woman's Walk with God, Growing in the Fruit of the Spirit by Elizabeth George. I've been studying the fruits of the Spirit for the last 30 days because I realized that in order to present the Lord, I have to make God attractive to others. And that is through my behavior, like you said, to be intentional about my love for people, my intention about caring for people through the love of Christ. So there's a lot going on in my life. I'm actually finishing up some papers for seminary. I will be licensed this year as an ordained minister.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's been a year-long process. It's been very tedious, but it's been worth it. I've had my moments where I'm like, Lord, are you sure you don't want to change your mind? But he never answered, so I guess we're going to keep moving forward on that. But I'm passionate about the blog and the ministry, just setting a platform that women can come and be encouraged. I've also started a Mentoring Moments program where I meet once a week with women. We do 101s on Fridays from 4 to 5.
Yes.
And they go through a four-week period of just sitting down with me one-on-one in my office and understanding who they are. And the first thing, the first assignment I give them is, who are you? And they're to write who they are, not what they do for a living, not what their mama said they are, not that they're a sister, mother, brother, but who are you?
Right.
That has been, and I've been encouraged to do that just by being a part of Women Act Now, listening to your teachings and listening to the duplications. Because when you listen to Shauna, when you listen to Leslie, when you listen to Margie and Velda and Roz, they all sound exactly like Coach Anna. And I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to be in the number. I'm trying to be, I want to be a part of that, you know.
Isn't that precious? I am, let me tell you, I am so honored. That lets you know, I, obviously, something is, what is it?
Infectious.
It's infectious. It's an infection, she says. Oh, okay, so. But anyway, okay, so but you know, Patrice was being deep. But go ahead, Patrice. You know, here you passed the ball too soon. All right, go ahead.
That's all right. You know, and then I was had the opportunity to actually listen to your coach. I went on his website and I listened to some of the things that he was saying. And I'm like, wow, Coach Anna sounds exactly like him. So the power of duplication is so profound.
But we've just got a bunch of many me's coming around with our own personalities. And I think
right.
What's so awesome about this organization and what I've seen in you, Patrice, is, you know, I may not respond to every comment, but I see them all, you know, and I get an email of them, or I'll go and I'm searching, you know, I'm browsing the net to see who's doing what. And one of the things I noticed about you, and I've shared this with you, to keep writing, because I think you're a great writer, and the way you think helps people to understand, you know, and there's a depth even to the things you share that you don't write, you know, as it relates to who you are, you know, the reflection of who you are. So I want to just applaud you, number one, for the e-book. And you may want to come to the table with your ebook as it relates to how can you distribute that ebook. What are some of the things that you should be taking a look at? There is a book. I'm not sure if you have a Kindle or not, or maybe you can get Kindle on your PC or something like that, because those books are just a lot less expensive than buying an actual physical book if you buy an ebook. But there's, and also Kindle has, or Amazon Kindle actually
right.
has a download version of the way you can get your book on Kindle, and you get to keep 75% of your proceeds. Now, from
right,
a publishing perspective, that's awesome, because if you were to go find a publisher or self-publish, what you're going to be out of pocket, and then ultimately if you had a publisher, you're probably going to get somewhere between 5 and 10% royalties on whatever you sell.
Okay.
Okay, so that e-book, and I want to encourage you, because I bought some. They've been 10 pages, they've been 15 pages, they've been 6 pages, and you can
right.
price it accordingly. Maybe it's 99 cents, maybe it's $2.99, but you got to understand the world that we're going into. So I want to encourage you, before you get too busy doing a whole lot of things, make sure you make time to come to the table so that we can help and share with you just maybe some of the knowledge base that some others may have used, as well as putting it on your website, because you need to be on Nook, you need to be on Kindle, you need to be on all of the different, I think it's Kobo, K-O-B-O, I might be saying that incorrectly, but those are various different, what I'm speaking to is the end user. What are people carrying in their hands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have a Kindle, but I have an iPad, now I don't use my Kindle.
Okay,
so at the same time, I still have my Kindle application on my iPad, so now I can get all my Kindle books on my iPad, so I don't feel like I've been robbed because
okay.
I got new technology. You understand?
All right.
Okay, so let's make sure that e-book is no reason for you. I'm not sure why you're waiting the next year to release it. Get it edited. We got an editor we can help you with, David Yazel. He's the resident editor for Woman Act Now. I call him that. He is the gentleman who edited my book, was extremely helpful. He's worked with a number of major ministries. He is very helpful, and because you're a part of WAN, he's going to love on you. Let's just put it like that. He's going to extend the love.
And so if you think you're finished with that, then it's time to send it to an editor so that you can be presenting yourself in the proper way.
And then get it in those areas.
Get you a cover for it, a nice little cover, pretty cover that illustrates what you're talking about, and then get it to it. And I know Andrea is helping you on the as a marketing rookie, and Andrea, she might be listening into our call today, and she mentioned the marketing rookie. For those of you who are trying to build a website, you're trying to do something, one of your members is Andrea Bailey. She's the marketing rookie, so that means she got marketing rookie prices, and if I was you, I'd give her a call. Now, if you need something a little more advanced as it relates to some of your marketing materials, your corporate identity, even if you're going to do it in an electronic format, I want to encourage you to get a professional to help you. And Stallworth Illustrations is our resident graphics person, and that's because Miss Stallworth is sitting next to me, and her husband is the a graphic designer, illustrator. For those who are writing books, you know, if you wanna need someone to help you on the illustration side, if it's a children's book or something that's, you know, that you got some pictures or want some, then he could be helpful to you in that way as well, and also help you on the book side of getting that book formatted before it goes to print. So we've got resources here. And, of course, since you're part of Woman Act Now, you'll probably get extended a little bit of love from the marketing rookie as well as the It's Stallworth Illustration, so now you can go out the network if you want to and pay for hate, but, you know, because I hate to give you a break, that's what I'm talking about. So, or you can stay in the circle and get the love, all right? So the other thing is I want to ask you about is that I did not hear in your description of what you're currently doing today. Do you have any business opportunities, or are you doing any kind of business, starting your own business that will create outside of this women's conference in September of next year?
What I actually did was a young man I used to work with a couple of years ago started a business. It's called Overhaul My Credit.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did with that is I actually formed a partnership with him.
Yes.
To actually host, to put a link onto my website in reference to helping people correct their credit, deal with some negative issues, and dealing directly with the credit bureaus. So I am doing that. Once we get that up and running,
mm-hmm.
I will be doing more education in reference to credit repair,
yes.
Not the fly-by-night things that people see on the Internet, but to actually take a look at your credit, contact the bureaus, old information, derogatory information, encourage people to pay off old debt. I'm really taking a look at printing their credit report and sitting down with them and taking a look one by one where they should be and where they need to go to make their credit scores higher.
Okay. You know, because I think that's it's time to start revisiting that. I think we've been everybody, what happens when cycles occur like the recession, and that was such a major issue in the mortgage industry, people get a little bit relaxed. And I'm telling you, if you weren't in that wave, it's been now, this is 2011, I would have to safely say that we started that process, would you say, maybe around, well, I was talking about mortgages in 2006, about when we went through the adjustments with the adjustable rate mortgages, and those adjustable rates were coming to fruition from 2004, 2005, or 2003. We got those three-year, five-year arms, and so people in 2006 were starting to feel the pain and the stress of those increased payments, increased interest rates, and then there was the system started diving. And the reason why I'm saying that is because from 2006 we're having conversations about Mortgage 101 on our radio program, and then 2007 when we start to see 2008, we start to see major corporations starting to fail. So with that in mind, we think about, everybody kind of gets a little bit laxed about what our credit score, because before then we were like on it, you know, you need to know your credit score, get your credit report. So Patrice, are we there yet? Are we back there yet to rebuilding our credit through foreclosures? Because some people may have experienced that, foreclosure, short sales, whatever those things that create that dent on our credit report. So it sounds like you're telling us it's time to go get conscious again.
Yeah, yes, it is. Congress and Fannie Mae and the HUD organization, FHA, actually is coming out with an act sometime in the midsummer. It's called the Safe Mortgage Act. And what they're doing is they're taking a look at the actual mortgage industry, the mortgage programs, and making sure that people are actually qualifying for these loans. Now, I did share with you earlier, last month maybe or so, that the credit scores are, the requirements are higher. The requirements for minimum FICO scores are now in the 600s, which means that 500 is out the window for those who are looking to purchase for the first time or even a refinance. You cannot refinance your home. I don't care how much equity you have. If your credit score is under 660,
wow.
So we were at 540 back in 06 and 08 when we were doing the 228 ARMs and all the ARM programs, and now we went to 600, then we went to 620 last year. Now we're at 660 for an FHA loan and 680 for a conventional loan. So it is time to get things in order. Slowly taking assessing your situation, finding ways that you can make things better for yourself, and making a decision and understanding how the actual credit reporting agencies work. You know, basically, how much do you owe versus how much do you make on your monthly payment, how much debt you're in. Making your timely payments is one thing, but actually, like you talked about, the percentage of debt. Another thing and suggestion that I want people to take a look at is that your debt-to-income ratio, the mortgage industry actually bases your debt-to-income ratio on your gross income. However, in the real world, we don't bring home the gross. So my suggestion has always been to look at your net income, take that, and that is the mortgage that you really can afford, because all the FICO, the 401k deductions out of your paycheck, you don't receive those. So how can you count that as an income? But the industry counts it as your income. So take a look at that, and that should still be around 43%.
Wow. And that's a very good comment. And so when we think about this, I think it is time. We may have to revisit this subject matter again before the year ends. You know, people start looking for buying homes right now, you know, in the spring. They start to looking for it because they want to get in that house before the school year begins. So I think we'll revisit this subject matter again sometime during the summer to continue to prepare our ladies with this financial, I'm going to call it regrowth. And so, Patrice, I just want to thank you for joining us, and you can continue to listen and stay on the line with us. But I know that we have some additional people listening today, and if you want to raise your hand and join our conversation and give us a opportunity, invite you to the show if you had any opportunity to relate with Patrice, our guest today, and give her an encouraging word for being the Do-It Girl of the Month. And the Do-It Girl is a girl who, or a woman who contributes to the Woman Act Now environment more than any other individual. And Patrice has done that with thousands of points. So there's a race for the Do-It Girl for this month. And as a result of that, we want to make sure, I think we've got Carla Jones, who was our Do-It Girl 2 months ago, and we have Viola Davis, who are in the running for it. So I've been encouraging Viola, what you going to do? You know, I know what Carla's going to do, but what you going to do, Viola? So I want to invite 314 to the call.
Anna,
hello, how are you doing?
Oh, this is Viola, your Do-It Girl for the month of April.
How funny is that? I'm talking about you. What you gonna do? Here's Viola. I noticed you and Viola, you've been going back and forth. And Viola, I want to thank you for your comments in the fitness area. Today I read one of them before you give some accolades and shout outs to Patrice. Is today I read the one about, I believe it was on ground meat or ground turkey, 85-15.
Yes.
So I just want to thank you for your clarification of what does that mean?
I haven't read it yet.
Look, I'm waiting for her to ask. What is the 85-15 when you buy meat? What does that mean to you? So, Viola, go ahead and tell her, and we're going to come right back to Patrice.
Okay, this is your health expert, Viola.
Go ahead. See, you better stop. Give me a high five on that. Let's try it again.
I'm preparing for next month because May is the health month, so I was preparing for that. But actually, when they put the 75, 25, or whatever, they're not speaking of – they're speaking of the weight of the meat, not the calories. So you can actually have more fat.
Wait a minute. Can you explain that?
Yes. When they – on your meat, when they put that 75% lean, you know, 15% fat or whatever –
yes.
They're basing it on the weight of the package that you're buying. That has nothing to do with the amount of fat calories, because 75, 15 could actually be 200 calories of fat in that particular package of meat that you're getting ready to go home and cook and make that.
it's going to be low fat spaghetti.
Yeah, and you know the fat.
Well, you know what, Shauna, I see Shauna doesn't understand, so that's going to be a great topic for us to start off with and talk about how to read a calorie label. But not today, people.
Okay,
you're going to have to talk to Viola.
Okay.
Get in that forum where she's discussing that and go ask her a question. Go ask the health expert to explain herself. So I want to go back. You joined us to share with us or share some accolades or observations and your experience with Patrice.
With Patrice, yes. First of all, I'd like to just give a shout-out to Patrice because she has sparked me in so many ways, and I know a lot of times I'm not on this particular call because I am usually at the 9 to 5 during this time. And since, you know, with integrity, I can't be on this call and do my job too.
Right.
But her comments on the critic and on those type of issues, it had me to go back and just re-look at some things and to kind of brush up on some things. So your information, although I may not say a whole lot, and Coach Ann already know because when I first came in 2 years ago, that was my thing about my credit and the way I was using my money. I wanted to simplify my finances and not just be blowing it because it's affecting my ability to really finance my dream. So that's one of my passions is to work in that area and then to be able to share that with other people of how can you really live in your dream financially because we only got so much coming in, but there's a way to do it. So I appreciate you, Patrice, because being transparent and just sharing your heart in the area of finances, it has really benefited me personally, and I just want to come to the table and say thank you, thank you, thank you, and just keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming.
You're so welcome.
And I will be at your conference. Is that in 2012?
Yes, ma'am. September 15th.
Okay. What is the date?
September 15th. It's on a Saturday.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put that on my calendar. And thank you very much. And thanks, Coach and Shauna. Y'all have a blessed day. And I am on vacation. But see how important this opportunity is to me. I'm on vacation in my retreating, but I'm on the call, and I was at prayer.
That is awesome.
I love this organization.
Before you go, why don't you tell us just a tad bit about the conference coming up in August or September?
Oh, yes, August.
In August,
August 20th, August the 20th, 2011, we will be in St. Louis, Missouri, and we will be hosting the Empowered Women's Conference 2011. And our keynote speaker will be none other than Coach Anna McCoy. Ooh. And her sidekick, Shauna Stallworth, will be there too. And we're excited about it because we are going to impact lives of women, and this is what it's all about. It's no sense in us doing having whatever God has given us and not able to share it. And that is one of the things I love so much about Coach Anna, seriously, is that she's not selfish with her love, and she's willing to share. And we have powerful house, and we're looking at 300 plus, 500, whatever. Start off with 250, but we done blew that out the window already. So it's going to be an awesome time. And anyone that wants to come, we'll have our site up. Thank you, Leslie. I did what you told me to do on Eventbrite.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're working on all of that. So we look forward to seeing you all, and we'll get more information out to the WAN community.
Oh, that's awesome, because we're talking about how people are asking me, how do we register? I was like, I don't know.
I know, they still ask me, too. But at this point, the WAN community can actually send a check in the amount of $50 to Viola Davis. That covers everything, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the conference materials. Awesome. And we just want you all to come and have a good time in the Lord, and we're going to make this hospitality in St. Louis is going to be really wonderful. You want to come back?
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you, Viola. So you enjoy your vacation.
I got hands up in our listening audience
because I think there are a couple other people who want to give a shout out to Ms. Patrice. So,
again,
Viola, thank you very much. And I'm going to go to 214. I believe that's Juanita. I'm coming to you, Juanita. So clear that noise in the background. Hey, Juanita. Hello. Now she didn't put me on mute. I guess that noise is clear. So I'm going to leave that open for a minute. But for those who are listening to us today, we want to encourage you to join Woman Act Now. You can go to womanactnow.com and click on Become a Member or the Member button, and it'll take you to our membership area. The cost of our membership is very inexpensive. We start at $9.99, and we go up to a personal coaching relationship where you can have one-on-ones at $79 a month. So we want to encourage you, if you're trying to achieve your dream, to give us a call at 877-751-5700, and we will talk to you about what we do here, how we can be helpful to you, and then you can consider joining Woman Act Now. We always give every single person a 30-day free trial. What's interesting about Woman Act Now, and we have declined several women who have tried to join this organization for simple reasons. Simple in the fact that she really wasn't clear, she wasn't serious about really wanting to have a coach or having a experience of accountability with others. So we have an application that you need to fill out. We take it seriously because this is an exclusive organization to provide affordable coaching to every woman who can succeed past that application. It's just that simple. You know, I'm ready if you're ready. If you're not ready, it's okay. Keep moving. Keep growing. But when you are ready, then you'll take the information we're asking for you, which isn't very much, seriously in your applying for Woman Act Now, because we're serious about your destiny. And we want to know, are you serious about 5 minutes to get into it? And if you're not and you've been declined a membership because you handled it poorly in the application process and would like to be a part, you can reapply, fill out that application, and we will certainly consider. For every woman that does complete it, that's the first step to let us know that you are serious. If you complete it, then guess what? You're probably accepted. But if you don't complete it, I'm not going to waste your time, and certainly, we won't waste hours, and we send you a nice little decline letter. We'll give you a call first to see if you was unconscious when you filled it out, and if you're really serious, we'll consider. But we want you to be a part. I mean, you're like, well, how you? No, we want you to be a part, but we minimize so that we can maximize the opportunity and the attention to the people who are part of this organization. So we encourage you to share it with your friends. If you're members who are listening, and start to refer individuals to Woman Act. Now, I'm not sure why y'all keeping the secret. Why do you think they keep the secret, Jonah?
You know what, Coach? You know what? They're probably sharing it with individuals, and maybe they're just a part of that sea of people who may just not be ready.
A sea? How come we can't have a pond or a mud pile?
Well, because there's an ocean that is.
What do you think a sea is?
A sea is smaller than an ocean.
It is?
Today it is.
The Sea of Cortez.
Yes. See?
Okay.
Exactly the ocean. Patricia, okay.
Did you hear me? I said, well, today it is.
That is hilarious. So, anyway, Patrice, we're going to, you want to continue any discussion on, I wanted to share just a couple of things on getting rid of things, because we really haven't talked a lot about what to do with things that you might have. How do you get rid of things? Do you keep it or do you toss it? So I'm going to finish these last 10 minutes just giving you some ideas about what you should keep or throw away. But before I do that, Patrice, I want you to go. Can you remember some of the tips that you gave us on decluttering our closet?
Oh, sure. In decluttering the closet, I'm to make five piles. I think one was things to keep if you have worn it in the last 6 months. You know, a lot of people want to say a year, but unless it's seasonal, then I would hold on to it. But if you can still wear it, if it's still in good condition, then that would be a go in your keep pile. And then there's a pile that you know you haven't worn in a long time. You know you can't wear it, and you know you can't trick yourself into saying, I'm going to go on a diet and get back in that outfit. That goes into the giveaway pile. If it's still in good condition, you want to be a blessing to someone else and not just hoard these things in our closet. So those are the questions I ask myself. You know, can I wear it? Have I worn it in the last 6 months? And if not, then I need to give that away if it's in good condition and put that in the pile to give away. If it's something that's torn, got a stain that cannot be removed, then that's in the pile that you actually throw away.
Okay, so I think I got, I'm going to call it a keep pile, a blessing pile. You know, people have like give away, I don't know. But maybe
right.
We can reframe that perspective. To give away means I lack or I'm going to be without. So what if it's just a blessing pile?
Right.
The other one is the discard pile instead of just throwing it away.
Really?
Well, the rid of pile, Shauna said, but the discard pile.
The discard pile.
And these are things that, and if they're in bad shape, you know, it's like, what do I do with all my old underwear? I mean, I bet you that's one people want to know an answer.
No, you know you can't give that now.
No. I'm not saying it's not gonna go. Oh. It's not. It ends up in two piles. Okay, one is keep, and the other one is keep. Most people don't know what to do with their old underwear. Come talk to me, Patrice.
That goes in the discard pile.
No, but understand, I'm not saying do I give it away, do I keep it. I'm saying how do I discard it? Because most people don't. Is that right, Patrice?
That's absolutely correct. For some reason, if we can't let go of our underwear, I don't know what's up with that, but we need to take a look at, you know, is that my special time of the month underwear? Is it worn out or is it just comfortable? For some reason, we as women, we want to hold on to those things. But, you know, two piles, one is keep and one is trash.
Trash. So, well, the question is, do I just throw my underwear in the trash?
Yes.
But that's my underwear.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, you know that feels funny, just throwing your drawers in the trash.
Well, you know what? They put it in a little plastic bag, tie it up, and put it in the trash.
Then them underwear is going to be in the trash pile for 2,000 years.
It's not your problem.
And they're going to find your DNA.
I, you know what?
I'm just for real.
Well, I got an idea.
What's that?
If you can always burn it. They do it in the country. They put it in those barrels out in the country, and they burn it.
See what I'm saying? We're city-fied. We don't burn stuff.
We don't do that.
But you can. We don't do that.
But you can. You can burn it. If you feel like Coach said, they're going to find your DNA.
Oh, my God. But anyway, that was a funny. That's just a funny. I don't know how to help you ladies, but I know that that's an area, you know, that is because it's personal no matter what. You know, even as you're decluttering and you go to that pile, you'd be like, ah. You know, at least me, I'd be like, ah. You know, whatever. If I'm decluttering my husband's stuff, I'm like, you know. So it's kind of weird, but anyway, because you don't give them the Goodwill, you know. Although I see a bunch of underwear and stuff in Goodwill.
I don't know why anyone would buy some secondhand underwear.
Because they don't have any money to buy firsthand.
Well, now the brassieres is one thing,
uh-huh.
But that you put on the other part of your body may not be as clean. You
well,
know, that
you watch him?
But that's a little too personal.
Oh, see, this is not. Let's move on. Like I was saying. Okay. See what you started, Patrice?
Okay, I'll take responsibility for that.
All right, I want to talk about keeping it or tossing it. Do you keep it as you declutter? Do you keep it or do you toss it? Well, if it's two or more than anything, you what? Do you keep it or toss it?
You keep one and put the other in the blessing pile.
Oh. Okay, what about if you have twins or triplets of things?
Keep one and the others go in the blessing pile.
There you go. Well, what about this whole idea of, what if it's in your pantry?
Well, we need to look at the dates to make sure that the food is any good.
You can still
then,
put it in the blessing pile, can't you, Patrice? Because you got neighbors.
Yes, you put the blessing pile and take it to your local food bank.
Get neighbors and take your blessing pile.
I don't have more than one thing in the thing.
I was talking to someone and they were telling me how they're always preparing and they got all this stuff preparing for a tragic experience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they rotate all the food. Always have two or three more of things. So if
mm-hmm.
you do that, then one of the ways you know you're going to use it, like
mm-hmm.
tissue and paper towels and
mm-hmm.
canned goods, different things, but when you bring in new things, you rotate and you push everything up, just like they do at the grocery store,
yeah.
so they can try to get rid of that stuff. Well, you do the
right.
same thing in your home.
Mm.
So what about a gift you don't love? What do you do with it? Keep it or toss it?
Put it in the
Bless it.
Give it away to somebody like it's a gift.
You
re-gift.
You can't
re-gift it, huh?
So well, you give it away on an occasion.
Right. If it's, you know what, that's a good idea. If it's new, then you can give it away you can give it away. But if it's worn.
Slightly used.
Yes, slightly used.
Gently used.
Yes.
Give it away as a gift, people.
On
okay.
A, but the
and
occasion,
then, you know what?
But the occasion.
But tell people this is a recycled gift. I'm trying to save the earth. Instead of having another one made, having some plastic burnt, a tree cut. This is something I don't even use anymore, but it was really good to me, and I think you might enjoy it. You know, I will re-gift in a minute.
But, Coach,
huh?
That's a great idea, but what if you shared it in the light of, say, for instance, if it were
what
a picture frame?
What's wrong with my light?
Because, you know,
what if it's a picture frame with butterflies on it?
Yeah.
And you say, you know what, I don't really need that, but Shauna really likes butterflies.
Yeah.
That might be a perfect gift for me on my birthday. And I'll receive it like it's a brand new gift, simply because it's something that I like.
Yeah, that's significant for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, re-gift on occasion. Don't just give everything away as a blessing. All right, that's just another way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
What about something that's not worth repairing? Broken stuff. I hate it. What do we do with broken stuff?
That's trash.
Discuss.
Well, if you can fix it, fix it. If you can't fix it, get rid of it, Shauna.
Absolutely. I agree.
Like that golf man been around for 3 years. He's been broken from the day
he got here.
I
discard it. I thought we were going to try to fix it.
You had thrown half of them away, but one half of his feet just won't walk out of here.
No, they won't.
Anyway, like I'm saying, if it's broken, it's beyond repair. We have this golf statue. It's no way to be repaired. We don't even know where the rest of his body is anymore. And I didn't say anything. I just watched him go out piece by piece. The head went first, then the body, and now the feet, the little feet are just still there. And I'm thinking, okay, what does she think she's going to do with these feet? Why didn't she take the feet when she took the body? But anyway, if it's broken, beyond repair, what are we going to do? We're going to toss it. What about your gut says lose it? A lot of people worry about they'll have regrets about something they might give away. They're afraid that one day they'll need that exact thing, but 99% of the time they don't. So
mm-hmm.
it's something you have in your home that you've never used, you're not going to use, you purchased it at a particular time, it could still be in the package, it could still have the tag on it, but you're holding it for the rainy day. What do you do with it?
See if you can return it. If you can't, put it in the blessing pile.
So that's good. Well, that leads me to another thing. How can we... All right, we are right at the close of our show, but it led me to this question. What is the wise... Whenever you buy anything, what's the best way to keep a receipt? So if you have to get rid of it, most people got a lot of stuff like me because I can't find a receipt.
Well, Coach, I'm going to share with them what you do.
What do I do?
You keep them, now you keep them in that Ziploc bag in your drawer in the kitchen.
Yeah, so all of them in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something I'm really kind of concerned about, I want to make sure I put it in that bag, keep it to the actual product until
mm-hmm.
I can make a decision if I'm going to keep it. So, ladies, there you have it. This has been Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth, as well as our guest, Ms. Patrice Merrick, and our other guest, Ms. Viola, on the show today. We want to encourage you to look us up at womanactnow.com. Become a part of Woman Act Now. You'll get a free membership. You can give us a call at 877-751-5700. You can always watch these shows right on your iPhone or your Android if you have... any of those types of phones, you can download
the apps for Ustream TV, and you'll be able to watch us live, as well as you can also bookmark Blog Talk Radio on your iPhone or Android, and it'll go directly to a mobile app that will allow you to play and listen as opposed to calling in and participate in the chat if you want to. So, but anyway, everybody have a great day. And again, Patrice, congratulations to you for being Do It Girl of the Month. Continue to contribute. Your words are valuable. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good day. Love you, too.
Thank you.